5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So much to talk about. I wish we just had 24 hours to burn through all the emails and different show prep that we have, Mark, but we just don't, so we have to be very, very choosy about what we go and talk about. But one of the big pieces of news has to be that the terrorist watch list has expanded. Well, it's been expanding, but it's expanded past a pretty big milestone. 1 million names. There are 1 million names on the terrorist watch list. Now, remember, if your name matches a name on the terrorist watch list, you will be selected as the super special selectee where they do everything but give you a enema before they let you on the plane. And you have to do it every single time you go on the plane because you cannot be removed from the terrorist watch list. So just because you hear that there are 1 million names doesn't mean there are only 1 million people being hassled. They're more than that.
Right.
So there's there's news about that, and you've actually got a related email.
I do,
and I think we should actually go with the email.
You want to go with the email before the story?
I mean, the news is the same, right? The terrorist watch list is 1 million-plus names now, and it continues to grow. You can't get off the list. What else is there to say?
Not much. I'm not going to reveal the listener's name because God knows that would make things worse for him. It looks like the terrorist watch list has topped 1 million names this month. That's 1 million people who are not allowed to fly, just to prove just how and you know, it's not just that they get shook down. This really is true that a lot of them have a very difficult time flying.
Hold on a second. It's not that they're not allowed to fly. That would be the no-fly list, right? There's a difference, isn't there?
I
thought there was the watch list where they just give you extra super special searches and then they let you fly, and then there was the no-fly list, which you just
maybe
can't fly.
He's confused. I can't answer. I
believe
just
he's
know.
Confused.
Okay. Just to prove how easy it is to get on a list for no reason, the list includes names like Senator Kennedy, Nelson Mandela, Congressman Dan Young, etc. Another problem with the no-fly list is the inclusion of common names without any other identifying information.
Right. John Smith.
Right. Causing people with the same name to be interrogated and harassed for hours on end. Some of these names are Robert Johnson.
Wow.
John Williams. John
Crazy.
Anderson. So on. You can imagine. This you know, it pushes the list way up there.
If an American who was not aware of the terrorist watch list had just heard about it, he or she might imagine there would be names like Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on that list. But no,
hope he's on there.
I mean, there may be names like that, but as you say,
he's flying a charter jet anyway.
This is true. And so there are a lot of regular-sounding names on there, which means people are getting caught up and hassled for no reason whatsoever. And there's no way to stop it.
Yep. In fact, I found my own father's name on the list. And
you can actually look at the list?
It's my understanding.
Huh, okay.
Let's see. Yeah, there's. I have a link here.
Hmm.
In fact, I found out that my own father's name on the list. He has a very common name. The last time he flew, he had no reason, no problem, just so. So it must have been just a recent addition. I shudder to think what will happen the next time he tries to fly. This is the perfect example of the famous saying, if you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If you give the government broad and overreaching anti-terrorism powers, everyone becomes a terrorist suspect to them, even their own people. And I can see from his last name that his father's, assuming he has the same last name, is going to have a relatively common name. As a matter of fact, he mentions his name down here at the bottom, and he does. He has a common name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you start seeing names like Robert Johnson, John Williams, John Anderson, that kind of thing, you know that this list is just populated. It's got to affect 10 million people, maybe more.
Who knows, man? It's just crazy. The story that I had was from CNN. It was actually a video report where CNN's Drew Griffin is reporting on the million names, and turns out he, the CNN reporter, is actually on the list. And he says that the time that because he's been flying, he's a CNN guy, flies around and stuff, and he said that coincidentally, the time at which his name came on the list happened to coincide with the time that he started doing reports that were critical of the TSA. Now, the TSA denies that there was any sort of political targeting going on here, but pretty strange coincidence, isn't it, that this CNN reporter is not on the list, then he starts reporting on the TSA critically, and then all of a sudden finds himself on the list. There have been other instances of this as well, where authors who have been critical of the Bush administration have found themselves on the the terrorist watch list, and it's just amazing.
With a million people, it would be difficult to imagine that everybody's name just doesn't show up at some point or another. Mm-hmm. But not everybody, but a lot of people. So it may be coincidence, but not be. If you're critical of the Bush administration, isn't it possible you're a terrorist?
Let's continue with the emails.
No, that's it. That's it for him. But can imagine what one feels like when one's name or one's family member's name shows up on this, on the terrorist watch list.
You know what we need? We need a hacker. We need the guy that took over San Francisco's computer system. Did you hear about this?
No.
This guy, he could go in and just wipe out the list. And that would just make everybody's life a whole lot easier.
Just turned everything to, indiscernible characters.
This is a neat story. San Francisco municipal employee has been charged with hacking the city's computer system and creating a secret password that gave him virtually exclusive access to most of the city's municipal data. While in jail, held on a $5 million bail, he still has refused to reveal the password.
$5 million bail.
That's
right. See, and this goes to show that they don't have anything but kidnapping and force at their that's the only thing the government can do.
I bet they'd like to torture this guy, but they probably won't be able to get away with that, at least not publicly. But he's withholding this password, so essentially the city is locked out of their municipal
system. I can
tell
you with a $5 million bond that is completely incongruous to what his charge is, that they probably are torturing him from a legal sort of standpoint.
But they
likely
can't
he's
process
in solitary.
Their paperwork.
What's that?
Mark, they can't process their paperwork. You're saying that's not a $5 million serious issue for these bureaucrats? I mean, this is like complete the end of the world for these bureaucrats. They need their paperwork to shuffle.
Murderers
out.
Don't get this kind of I mean, you could kill like three people and have a less of a bond than that. He's probably put in solitary confinement. He's probably being given he's probably being under the suicide watch. Mm-hmm. You know, they're everything they can do, they're probably doing to this guy.
It's true.
So he's sitting in his boxers in a cold room with no sheets because he might use them to hang himself. He's lucky if he has a mattress. It's not a nice way to be.
Terry Childs, he's 43, will plead not guilty today in court. He is an employee of the city's Department of Technology, was arrested Sunday and charged with four counts of computer network tampering. He was able to prevent other authorized users from being able to access the system and, at the same time, put in place devices that gave him access to areas of the network he was not authorized to access, according to a San Francisco spokes bureaucrat. Childs worked as a network administrator for 5 years and was instrumental in designing the router system for the city's fiber WAN, according to his lawyer. The network on which he worked reportedly stored 60% of all municipal data, including the city's 311 system, employee email, and law enforcement records. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom told reporters that Childs was a rogue employee that got a bit maniacal and full of himself. There's nothing to be alarmed about, said the mayor, save the inability to get into the system and tweak the system. Nothing dramatic has changed in terms of our ability to govern the city. All right, so maybe I was wrong. Maybe they can get into the system, but they can't make changes, I guess, on an administrative level.
That's going to bother him.
It is getting in their way to some extent. He said it was in Jacob said there was no indication that any information had been stolen or compromised, and so this guy...
There's no indication. They can't get into 90% of their system, but there's no indication that any information has been stolen or compromised.
He is, by the way, still on the city payroll.
There's a madman on the loose in the city's computer system, but no information has been stolen or compromised. Do people believe this crap?
Apparently so. According to the story here, his lawyer saying the $5 million bail is ridiculous. Says murderers,
it is ridiculous.
Murderers get $1 million bail, and this guy didn't kill anybody. Newsom said the city was working to restore access to the network, but a complete rebuild could take up to 2 months. So they're having some trouble over there, and this guy has got the password, and he's not letting them know what it is. Pretty sharp.
I don't know. I mean, it might be very tough for him in the long run.
Is that violence? Is that considered initiating force, Mark? Think about that one. More coming up.
You take control.
This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. and enjoy them totally free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They've got a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and SACL purchases charged-off receivables. They know the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So SACL staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls about what you want, and then we'll check in with what has happened in the aftermath of the recent D.C. Supreme Court case about gun rights, the Heller case. First, let's go to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Just great, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Okay. I just have like a quick anecdote, and then I'd like to get your advice. Over the July 4th weekend, I was driving to my parents with my girlfriend, and I was on the freeway, and I actually drove by two cops or, you know, gang members, and one of them pulls out behind me, and he actually, you know, follows me for a little bit, sort of like stalking me, and then he pulls up beside me, sort of like scans my car, drops back behind me, and puts his lights on, and turns out he said I was going 61 in a 55, and he ended up citing me for not wearing a seatbelt.
Okay.
And the reason I'm calling is because I swear when I, like, fight this, I already went to the court and pleaded not guilty. The judge was 45 minutes late. I'm sure if I was that late, I probably would have been arrested or something.
Possibly.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I feel like this is a violation of my right to liberty. And, you know, they're going to try to take, like, $65 from me. Mm-hmm. I sort of feel like that's, like, a violation of my rights and my property.
I'd say
there's
right
no victim in this. And I'm just, like, wondering if you guys have any advice for me.
Well, you've already pled, right?
Yeah, I pleaded not guilty. And they're setting up my trial August 5th.
Well, I would make it as difficult as possible. I wouldn't stand too heavily on principle on this one because, well, the principle that they're violating your rights and coming after your money for no apparent reason doesn't mean much to them when they have the force of law on their side. But, you know, gum up their works as much as you can, and likely they'll either, you know, offer you a half price. They do that. And or, you know, let you off or something like that. I'd say take it all the way through just to see how the trial goes.
Yeah, you might want to do that. I mean, what I was going to suggest if you hadn't plead out at this point was to take the tack that Sam from Texas has been working, where you go in and ask a bunch of questions that really question the core legitimacy of the system itself. But he was doing that prior to the actual portion where they wanted him to plea. And so Sam never really even got to the pleading portion. I'm not really sure what steps one would take beyond what Mark is suggesting and just trying to minimize the damage that they're going to do at this point. I mean, it's probably not hard to ask a bunch of questions at this point either, just because it couldn't hurt.
I think I went to, I think his name was Mark Stevens, and he was talking about, you know, like cause of action and, you know, just sort of like technicalities to get the police, like, sort of impeached or, you know, the witnesses against you, but...
Yeah, you can try that.
I know
you can try that
this,
stuff.
But yeah, I just figure like I need to fight it.
I think it's a good idea, but I don't know Mark Stevens' approach. You know, like the back of my hand, and that's the difficult part.
It's certainly helpful to be very familiar with this stuff. Mark does sell a script. It's somewhat confusing from what I understand the script, but maybe he's made it better since the last time I looked at it. But it really, I mean, it depends on how much time and effort you want to invest in this. I mean, if you want to invest a bunch of time, bring in a camera like Sam has been doing.
Cameras scare the bejesus out of them.
Well, you know, what's interesting was I saw Sam's raw footage. We had him on the show last night. We talked about what happened to him yesterday in the court, and he showed me the raw footage from the event. And in that footage, remember, he refuses to contract with these people. They want him to sign their paperwork. They want him to agree to their terms, and he refuses to agree. In fact, we'll probably be hearing from Sam again tonight because he was in a different court today. Anyway, he refuses to agree to their terms, and they keep presenting him with the same terms over and over. This bailiff went in, but he came out. The bailiff comes out to meet Sam, and he says, okay, well, you can't bring your camera in, so you need to either leave it here with us or take it back to your car. And Sam says, well, I can't agree to those terms. And so the bailiff says, all right, well, let me go check with the judge. He goes back, checks with the judge, comes out back with the same terms. Sam pretty much does the same thing. The bailiff goes back in, checks with the judge again, comes back out. Then Sam goes into this room where the judge is not the actual courtroom. It's some sort of side chamber, the prosecutor's room, where the judge is actually standing there behind a podium. And this time it's the judge that's having basically the same conversation with Sam as the bailiff did. And Sam doesn't budge from his position. Like, look, you want me to come in that courtroom, I'm bringing my camera with me. If you're telling me I can't have my camera in the courtroom, then I guess I can't go into your courtroom. And it was at that point that the judge decided to fine him for contempt of court, which, interestingly, was a $50 fine. So this goes back to your point, Mark, about just trying to get him to knock down the price. That wasn't even Sam's intention, but that's what they started to do. The judge slapped him with a contempt of court fine, but at the same time was saying things like, we've rescinded this matter. The last matter that he was in there for, the speeding ticket,
yeah,
we are rescinding this matter. He used the term rescinding twice, and I'm sure as Sam comes out with his official release, you guys will all get to see this footage. But rescind means to revoke, to abrogate, to remove. So it sounds to me, from what we haven't seen the official paperwork yet, I don't think it's arrived at his mailbox, but it sounds like they've dropped the $200 speeding ticket in favor of a $50 contempt of court fine.
Which, that can't look good, particularly on one's permanent record.
Well, he wouldn't take the contempt of court fine either. They tried to hand him that paperwork, and he wouldn't take that from them either, so they were never really successfully able to serve him with either of those. So maybe he'll come back in and he'll continue to ask questions about the contempt of court thing, and maybe they'll just give up entirely at some point. But they'll do whatever they can.
How could he be in contempt of the prosecutor's room? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, it's just a bunch of nonsense. That's all it is. Well, they're just trying to get him to pay something, and he's not going to do it.
Do you guys feel like fighting like minor things like traffic tickets is an effective way to try to achieve liberty?
I think it is.
I think that's only effective in that if you can show other people what's going on, and that's what Sam's doing with his videos. If you're just in there by yourself just talking with a judge, then nobody really knows what happened beyond you and the judge and anybody else that might happen to be in the courtroom. And once you start asking these damaging questions, the judge is going to do everything he can to get you out of that court while there are other people around. So it seems critical to have some sort of recording device with you in order to make it so that other people can benefit from your experience. I mean, it's good to call Free Talk Live and everything, but putting something like a video up on YouTube is going to expose that message to a bunch more people.
And essentially what I get the impression from Mark Stevens' stuff that the first few times are practice. So that you can go in and you're more effective in gumming up their their works after that.
Right, because it's going to be a scary, probably nerve-wracking experience the first and maybe the first few times while you get used to interacting with these authoritarian meanies. Let us know how it goes, all right? And, of course, we highly recommend joining the Free State Project and moving up here to New Hampshire where you can actually have some activists who will come to court with you. Thanks, dude, for the call today. We appreciate it. And good luck. 800-259-9231. What happened after the Heller case in D.C. with Mr. Heller? We'll find out.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our website. So enjoy those on us, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. And if you are a lady listener, do not hesitate to send us your validated photo so we can add you to the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Go get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped. JumpTees.com. That's J-U-M-P-T-E-E-S. JumpTees.com. Excuse me. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants.
All right. So we reported recently on the Supreme Court case, Heller versus whatever it was, and the result of that case was pretty bad. And it looked good to some people on the surface that, oh, the Supreme Court backed up in the individual's right to bear firearms. Yay, the government works. The federal government's backing us up. The Second Amendment, they still care about it. But if you actually read the, if you dug into the decision a little bit, as our man Gardner Goldsmith has done and other people have done, you find out that really what the Heller decision did was justify all of the regulations, virtually unlimited amounts of regulations beyond a total outright ban on handguns. They can do pretty much whatever they want, and the Supreme Court has gone ahead and given whatever the gun regulations are their blessing.
Mm.
So here's the latest news on how that has affected things after the fact, and it actually has to do with Dick Heller, the guy that filed the case.
I'm interested.
The story from WUSA9.com. District residents can start registering their guns today, but at least one very high-profile application was already rejected. Dick Heller is the man who brought the lawsuit against the district's 32-year-old ban on handguns. He was among the first in line Thursday morning to apply for a handgun permit. But when he tried to register his semi-automatic weapon, he says he was rejected. He says his gun has a 7-bullet clip. Heller says the city council legislation allows weapons with fewer than 11 bullets in the clip. Now get this, Mark. This is a mind-blower. A spokesbureaucrat for the D.C. police says the gun was a bottom-loading weapon, and according to their interpretation, all bottom-loading guns are outlawed because they're grouped with machine guns. Now, what pistol have you ever seen beyond a revolver that isn't bottom-loading?
That doesn't make any much sense to me. I mean, it sounds to me like they've made all semi-automatic handguns machine
illegal.
Guns.
Yeah. So apparently in Washington, D.C., you have the ability to get your gun registered only if it is some sort of non-bottom-loading handgun.
It's, well, you know, it just goes to show that they get to decide what the interpretation of the law is every time. And, they're, you know, trying to abide by their laws and protect your rights at the same time is nearly impossible. The man won in the United States Supreme Court but still can't have his gun.
Nope. You sure can't. Though I've heard this guy is actually a Free State Project member.
Oh, really?
I've heard that through the grapevine. I don't know how true it is. And if that's the case, then what the hell are you still doing in D.C. at this point? You better get out.
He got a Supreme Court ruling.
I understand. And now they've slapped you down. They won't let you, you know, have your gun. So you might as well leave at this point. Anyway, besides obtaining paperwork to buy new handguns, residents can also register firearms they've had illegally under a 180-day amnesty period. Isn't that nice, Mark? They'll just take your money without putting you in a jail. Sell. That's so nice of them.
Yeah, I love it.
Though residents will be allowed to begin applying for handgun permits, city officials have said the entire process could take weeks or months.
Months or years.
Yeah, I'd lean on the side of months, and probably longer.
I mean, how often does the government do anything in days, you know, weeks time?
Well, they made a decision real quick with Mr. Heller, it sounds like, though I guess he was first in line.
Oh, well,
so.
That's the default answer. That's not a, you know.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's so funny. Whenever you deal with the government, you know, you shouldn't be asking these questions because the question is, the answer is given every time is no. You can't do it. Sorry. No.
So there you go. There's some more news about how the Heller decision has done absolutely nothing for gun freedom in America. And who really expected anything to come out of that anyway? I mean, come on. This is the police state of America now. It's not a free country anymore. And, you know, remember, the government people don't obey their own laws. So why would anybody want to line up and register their firearms? Why would anybody want to line up and tell the government, oh, hey, I'm over here and I'm a gun owner?
Well,
I mean, that just seems like a bad idea.
I can see why they would want to, if you do use the weapon to protect your home, your family, or something like that, you don't want to get slapped with a, you know, illegal weapons charge.
Oh,
and
they'll probably get
possibly
you with something. Even if you have a registered firearm, if you use your weapon to defend yourself in a place like D.C. or New York City, they'll probably come up with something like, well, you shouldn't have shot the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, there have been actually people...
baked him a cake first.
Right. There have been people that have gotten in trouble for defending themselves when what they did in our eyes would have been completely legitimate, where they were having their home invaded, you know, their daughter was going to be raped or something like that, and they shot the dude, and then because he lived, he managed to sue, and the city backs him up.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's not unheard of. So there you go.
Yeah.
Just figured I'd share that with you.
I don't have much nice to say about
it. Get in line, D.C. residents, and prepare to be denied because all bottom-loading guns are considered machine guns in Washington,
well,
D.C.
Well, maybe just Mr. Heller's.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Because remember, they have a total ban. They don't want to let any of this stuff through. They do not want to allow people to carry firearms in D.C., and they're going to come up with whatever sort of bureaucratic nonsense they possibly can to throw out there to say, well, sorry, your gun just doesn't qualify. You can only have
And if you have it, then you have to have a pistol lock on it, you know, a trigger lock.
Probably, yeah. You probably
nonsense.
Can't carry it. It's probably something you can only keep in your house. That's how it is in California, I think. You actually have to keep your guns in your home. You cannot actually take
them out. In some towns in California, you actually have to have a trigger lock on the gun at all times.
We are going to go on screen
to the amp line.
Hello, who is this?
This is Key from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Key. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I just got a call from my son, and he said, you'd never believe this. I've just spent the last day and a half in jail.
Oh man.
He was in New York.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, what did you do? He's like, nothing. I was, my friend was talking on the phone, and I was putting my phone in my pocket, and the police came up and said, what did you put in your pocket? And my son said, nothing. And they went and started searching him, and he said, wait, you can't do that. I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm.
I have rights. And then they flipped cuffs on him and said he was catcalling somebody down the street, which is really, really wild because he's gay. So I really don't think he's going to be doing that. And they punched him, hit him in the face with this elbow when he was in jail for a day and a half, never got read his rights.
Well, they don't have to read you your rights unless they're going to question you, from what I understand, just so you know.
Oh, don't they have to tell you why you're being arrested? They told them to shut the
apparently
app
not. I think they have 24 hours to do that. Which, you know, I'm not saying any of this stuff's right, Key. I'm just saying that that's what
their rules.
That's what their silly little rules are. If they can, you know, they just basically say, oh, he's just creating a disturbance.
So what has he been charged with? Do you know?
No, he doesn't even know what he was charged with.
Oh, so he actually got out of jail and he still doesn't know what his charges are?
Right. He's charged with disorderly conduct for catcalling a woman going down the street, which didn't happen because he would never do that.
Right. Well, and that's based on what? The word of the cop? The cop is going to testify in this particular case? What a bunch of nonsense.
He got hurt. The cop elbowed him in the face when he was putting him in the cop car, and he didn't see a judge for a day and a half.
Nothing unusual there.
He got cheese and milk.
You know,
water, and that's it.
That's crazy. You know, they likely he will not be charged with this at all. Key,
he'll drop it.
Yeah, I don't think that's particularly good news, but I think that's likely what's to happen. But if not, you know, if he gets to, you know, arraigned in front of after the arraignment, the pleading or whatever it is, the second appearance in front of the judge, he should bring along you know, one of his gay friends and mouth kiss him right there in front of the judge.
That'd be awesome. Key, let us know what happens. Good luck with that. It sounds awful. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. People being victimized by this government system all across America. It's time something changed, but it's going to take your action to ensure that actually happens. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, new items, used, anything goes. Just buy it through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You get the stuff you want, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We go to your phone calls. John in California. You can call about anything. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, I was wanting to talk about the D.C. gun rule that you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems like when they say that they're going to allow the guns now, it seems like they have, like, a certain rules to that, to allowing that now.
Sure.
Like, the bottom-loaded pistols.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like when they say, okay, we're going to allow you to have this, but by allowing you to have this, we're going to give you a whole different set of rules for that. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's how government works. They always come up with arbitrary rules that they enforce at the threat of violence. And, I mean, what is it that's confusing?
Here's the fact is that we were told by the media and everybody, you know, it looked like Heller won. The decision was that Heller won. But, in fact, Heller lost.
The state won.
Right. Because in the rulings of the majority of the judges there, they said that the state and town and whatever it is can regulate. They can alter or abolish. Let's see, what's it say here? To keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They can, in fact, infringe the
right.
Keeping and bearing of arms. So the loss exists
virtually without limit. They can infringe.
They can say you can't bear them at all. That's fine with the court. They can say that you can put you can be required to put a trigger lock on them. Whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean. But the fact that they're making a rule that says that the bottom-loaded handguns, I mean, come on. That is, then you said before that it was considered a machine gun, what was it? It was...
Yeah.
That's what they said. They said it was in the same category of a machine gun. And remember, this is the world of legal land, so they can define things however they want. I mean, couldn't you define any gun as a machine? I mean, they are essentially machines,
right? They use
springs. Right.
They have tension.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so they could qualify all kinds of guns as machines. They can regulate anything they want to do. As long as they let one person have one gun for some obscure reason, then their law is legitimate, right?
Yep.
So what they're going to do is they're going to take things way out of proportion. They're going to say, well, a machine gun is something that's a machine that shoots something, but our definition of a machine gun is, you know, the things that you see out that shoot more than one bullet when you hold the trigger.
Sure. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sorry to say that, unfortunately, the Heller decision was lost.
You know what I bet they're doing, too? It didn't reveal this in the article, but I bet they're taking application fees. I bet they're taking fees to process the registration applications, and they're just planning on denying 99% of them. So all these gun owners are going to come in there, and they're going to try to register their firearms. They're going to be rejected, and the state government workers are going to walk away, walk to the bank with all the money, with a bunch of money.
More wealthy, yeah.
And they'll have all the info on all the people that illegally own guns in Washington, D.C. What happens? It says you've got an 180-day amnesty in the story to go and get your firearm registered. What happens if you go in with one of these bottom-loading pistols, which is apparently not allowed in D.C.? If you walk in with one of those and you put your name and information down on a piece of paper, and they say, sorry, we've had to reject your application, and in fact, that particular...
What do you have to do, turn that gun in at that moment?
Right, right. That particular firearm... Well, you may not have to turn it in at that moment, but that particular firearm is illegal, period, here in D.C., and you will have to be turning that in. I don't know what they're going to do, but if you can't get a registration for that, and firearms are otherwise outlawed in D.C., then you've just identified yourself to the government as an outlaw. You've identified yourself and said, hey, I've got something you don't want me to have. And
well, the fact
that doesn't sound
that
good.
Even that they had something, because you even said that that even the guns that were there illegally already, they're being registered. Well, what's up with that? They won't allow bottom-loaded handguns, but they'll allow someone that had a handgun illegally.
No, there's
to
180-day. Let me see if I can make this clear. As I understand it, there's a 180-day window where people who had guns illegally in D.C. are able to legally come in and enter into the registration process. It does not guarantee that they will be okayed. It doesn't say that, well, if you just come in, we'll let you have your guns. That's not it at all. It's, well, we'll let you apply for this permit, and then once you have the permit, then your gun becomes legal. But if we don't grant the permit, then that gun's not going to be legal, and then they're going to have your name, address information, and contact info to come after you after that 180-day period comes up.
They know where to go to arrest.
Yeah.
And search.
So no, nobody's being given a pass here. Nobody whatsoever. It's just going to be a money... From what I can tell, it's going to be a money-making scheme for D.C., first up front in the application fees, and then second after they come after the gun owners after the fact to try to confiscate their firearms or arrest them or fine them or whatever it is that they decide to do. This is bad news all around. Does that make it clear?
Yeah, that's still crazy, though. I just can't believe that, you know... They would do that.
That's what happens. John, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, the longer a government goes, the bigger and bigger it gets.
Yep.
Oh,
but we just have to elect the right people, Mark, and that'll turn it all around, won't it?
No.
We should enter into Republican or Democratic Party, take it over from the inside so we can elect the right people 25 years from now and win our liberty back.
You know, here's a case in point. I was talking to a potential advertiser, a guy who works for a gun company.
Okay.
He, you know, does the marketing for a gun company, and I'm not going to tell you which one. He said, you know, he mentioned something about the NRA and they sort of run the business and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I'm not real fond of the NRA. They support the 20,000 gun laws that we have in this nation. And he said, well, I wouldn't like to see a murderer get a gun.
Oh, no.
And I said,
there goes
honey,
your client.
I'm a murderer. And I have, I told him I've had guns. I bought one on, September 11th to protect my family. And, well, you know, I didn't kill anybody with it. Can you believe that? He says, well, there's always going to be people that turn around. I said, well, why do you want to outlaw them protecting their family?
Ooh,
do you want to see my wife get raped in front of me? Do you want to see them kill my kid and I don't have a gun?
Yeah, like, well, that's a tough question.
Well, you know, the thing is he never thought about it, but it's okay with him that the government regulates in that arena. The guy at the gun company thinks it's okay that the government regulates guns.
Sure.
That's how far gone we are.
Yep. And there's no turning it around. I'm sorry, but there's no turning it around. The Constitution had some nice ideas in it. It really did. And to give those guys credit, it was the basis that helped us get to the point where we are today. So it's not that the Constitution was completely useless. It helped slow the growth of government to some extent, and it helped us understand some real important concepts about liberty and rights and things like that to where we can apply those ideas in a much more productive way as we move forward into the voluntary society. In fact, I was actually reading some of the New Hampshire Constitution today, Mark, and there was a part that was relevant I called you about because you've had this case that you filed this lawsuit here against the town that you live in New Hampshire because of property rights issue. Where they had sent you this, they were planning on putting a lien on your property because you didn't pay the bill, but they never sent you the bill.
My welcome to town was a notification of lien.
Right, and they never sent you a bill, so you wanted to sue them to get them to answer some very basic questions about the property taxes, and you were thinking about pulling out of the lawsuit. I don't know if you'd done that yet, but what had given you the reason to pull out in your mind was that this attorney for the town told you that if you lost your case, you'd have to pay all the attorney's fees. And there's actually a part in the New Hampshire Constitution that says that basically justice, the justice system should be transparent and free in that you shouldn't have to pay to sue the town.
You don't have to pay to sue, but by the way, you do have to pay to file, which makes no sense at all.
That's unconstitutional then.
Well,
from my interpretation. Not that I have agreed to the Constitution, I have not, but those government bureaucrats supposedly have.
Did you want me to read the Second Amendment to you again? The right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Sure, you're right. It doesn't matter what the Constitution actually
says. They don't care what it says.
But it can be useful for us to put that out there and show the people that maybe aren't paying attention too closely. We can show them, hey, these guys say one thing. They claim one thing about their rules and their appreciation for the law and how it's a nation of laws and how the law is so paramount to them. But yet their own laws right here, their own founding documents, they don't even follow their own rules. That's the only thing it's really useful for, is to just kind of throw it in their face publicly.
I agree and understand with what you're saying, but the court systems evolved from, you know, even farther beyond than the Constitution in a lot of ways, and they just do what they want.
Well, exactly. And in fact, our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network had a run-in with some cops in a court today, and one of the cops pretty much told him he doesn't remember swearing any oath to a Constitution. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Listen.